This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Kidnappers, Voice of Hawke's Bay. It's my pleasure once again to be in the garden with Hawke's Bay's most glamorous gardener, Megan Williams. How you going, Megan?
I'm really good, thank you, Ken. It's not a very nice time in the garden this time of year, really, because I've got ladies coming for lunch tomorrow, and I really wanted to go out and get some flowers, but there's just a couple of roses. And so what I've done is I've picked the rose hips. You know the lovely rose hips?
Yes.
I'm going to make a vase of flowers out of the rose hips and also the winter sweet. Now, I don't know if you've got winter sweet, but they're not an attractive-looking plant, but when you pick the flowers this time of the year, they make the house smell beautiful. So I'll have to make some arrangements out of just the green leaves and the winter sweet and the rose hips. And it actually looks quite, the rose hips have got a lovely colour, the lovely red colour. And also it helps with the pruning of the roses later on next month. So, yes, so we're killing two birds with one stone. And also I'll be raking up the remainder of the leaves. There's not a lot left. The wind seems to squeeze a lot of them away. But what I've been doing this last couple of weeks, I've been making roses out of the autumn leaves.
Nice.
And wiring them, and then I've been making wreaths out of the vines from the grape and the wisteria. I think I told you about that last week.
You're so clever.
And then I've been covering them in either sphagnum moss or the remainders of the hydrangea flowers, which have now dried, of course. And then I've been wiring up these roses made out of the dried leaves, and I'm making a wreath out of them, an attractive wreath. I'm also going to be using rose hips, which to put a lovely colour, and also cotoneaster berries. So I'm having a bit of fun using all the autumn things that are there. And, of course, this is the only time of year that you can do that, because once they all sort of completely vanish, like the leaves all vanish and dry up completely, well, then you can't use it. So if you wanted to make some love those dried wreaths, and I think wreaths are coming back into fashion a bit. They used to be in fashion when I had the flower shop 20-odd years ago, and they there was a lot of dried arrangements, and they sort of went out of fashion. Everything was minimalistic and more sort of fresh. But I think that they are coming back. I've seen them in some of the books. So that's a really, really fun exercise for the children during the holidays, is going out, getting some of the old grapevine, winding it round and making it round and round and round and round and round until you make a round wreath that's easy as anything. And then if you've got a hydrangea bush, go out there, cut all the dead bits off, and then glue them onto the wreath that you've made, the out of the vine, and then just go out to the garden and see whether you've got cotoneaster berries. And what I do with the berries is just wire them with a very, very fine florist wire and just pop them into the, using glue, just pop them into the wreath. And it's really fun. It's fun for the children. And, of course, they finish up with what I've also done is as birds' nests have fallen out of the trees, I've just got these little tiny birds' nests that I put at the bottom of the wreath, and just a little focal point. And if you wanted to, you could, if you can find any bird, although it's a bit late to find the birds, the remaining of the eggs, but it's, you could put sort of cotoneaster seeds in the nest, or you could put some rose hips in the nest just to make them look like sort of pretend eggs, or you can get the children to sort of use their imagination and paint the rose hips a nice little green colour to make them look like thrush eggs or something like that. But it's a great entertainment for the children, and it makes a lovely arrangement that they can hang on their wall.
What a good idea. Now, I want to pick your brain. I spoke to you some weeks ago now, but I had some bare patches in my lawn. Mm-hmm. And it was caused by, and I worked it out all by myself, that I've got so many trees around my the edge of my section. I thought, there's probably not a lot of light coming through there. So what I did was I trimmed the trees back and let the light happen, and then I tilled the ground, so to speak, with my rake, and
yes.
I did that all over both ways. So it was sort of quite loose, and then I planted all the seed, and it was that seed which is supposed to be anti-bird seed,
mm-hmm.
And what a disaster! Not one blade of grass has grown.
It's too cold.
It's too late
cold
now.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Too cold at the moment. I actually have got a patch out at the front of my boom, which really annoys me. And I think what's happened, the council's come around. What they do is they come around with a very, very toxic spray that they spray around the boom, you know, areas that they don't want the weeds to grow, like in the gutter and things like that. And I think that they've wandered onto my green grass berm in a patch, and it's about a metre by a metre. And I've put seed in it, and I've put seed in it, and nothing's happened. And I think it's been completely poisoned, and it really annoys because it looks ugly when I'm trying to, you know, mow the lawn and making it look lovely. So I think the only answer for me there would be to dig down about 6 inches, remove all that dirt, and replace it with my dirt, you know, like my compost, and then spray my grass, then put my grass seed. Because I put grass seed on it the other day, and absolutely nothing happened.
Right.
So it was quite, you know, I'm really cross about that. The other thing I'm going to be doing this weekend is I've got all those lovely poppy seedlings, and I'm going to plant them out in mass. I'm going to hopefully by the springtime have beautiful, beautiful poppy popping up all around my garden. So it's fun with the seeds. So if you've got any silver beet seeds or spinach seeds, I'm going to be seedlings, plant them out now so they can get their roots established, and then in the spring, bonfire, they should take off.
And is it time for cabbages and cauliflowers and all that sort of stuff?
Absolutely. Get those in. Get those in. I mean, they're all the year round, really. Of course, in the summer, you've got to make sure that you keep them watered. But what I've also done is I've had my own lettuce seed, and I've got some troughs that I put with my compost in them and then just sprinkled the lettuce seed on. And now I've got these troughs of lettuce seed. So the salad for tomorrow, which I'm making a quiche, and I'm going to give the recipe of it in a minute, I just go out and just pick these leaves from these troughs where my lettuces have all germinated and growing, which is really good because if it gets too frosty, what I do is I place the trough underneath the swing seat. Have you got a swing seat at home?
No.
So it still gets the light, but of course it doesn't get the frost on top of it.
The frost is deadly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us about your quiche.
Okay, well, tomorrow I'm having some Vades for lunch. And so I thought I would make a salad because I've got some avocados that are ripe and also my lettuce, so I'll make a lovely salad. But also I thought I'd make, I've got a long metal container, which is, you know, like, it's actually for a quiche. It's only about an inch deep and it's about 4 inches wide and probably about 15 inches long. And the bottom comes out, so you can just sort of lift it up and there's your lovely quiche. Now the base is a cup and a half, 1¾ cups of flour, a teaspoon of baking powder, a pinch of salt, half a teaspoon of mixed herbs. Now you place this in your mixer and you get the mixer going and then you slowly put cold water in, or if you wanted to you could also put milk in, whichever you prefer, depending on what sort of a pastry base you want, until just very slowly until the batter just forms, makes it into a bunch, you know, like a lump of pastry. Take it out and roll it out and then line your container. Well, you might want a round quiche dish or what I've got with my long one. And spray it first so that it doesn't stick to it, or you can grease it, and then put your base in. And then cook it blind just at about 180 for only about 10 minutes. So you don't have to cook it blind, but it is better if you do. I don't worry about putting a whole lot of beans in it.
No.
Where people say that, I don't worry about that.
It's a pain in the bum.
But this works for me. Now, I will then put 3 eggs, a cup of cheese, a cup of cut-up spinach, cut-up 2 rashers of bacon, chopped parsley, finely chop an onion, 1/4 teaspoon of paprika, and a pinch of cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Mix it all up in the beater, pour it into the base. Now, if you've got any left over, you can just put that in a bowl and you can stir it up and have that as scrambled egg. All you need to do would be to add a bit of milk, and there's your scrambled eggs for the following morning. Anyway, you cook this for about half an hour at 180, or until you can see that it's sort of gone golden and it'll rise up. And it'll be lovely. But with the base that lifts up, it means you can just lift it out and you can just serve it with slices.
Sounds yummy.
So I'm going to cook that, serve that with some hot bread rolls and I might have it followed with fruit salad and a trifle.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. You can't beat a homemade trifle, can you?
Well, I love at the moment I've been having fruit salad eat it after my meals because fruit salad is so good for you. But at the moment, there's some lovely fruit around, all the citruses, and I just put banana, tin of pineapple, and some of the citrus I've got, and then the leftover apples, my very, very black-spotted Granny Smith. But they're great when you peel them, core them, and put them into fruit salad.
Sounds yummy. Good on me. My pleasure.
You have a lovely week.
Take it easy. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Don't forget the robin.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.